friend. Welcome to The Funny Thing About Parenting with TJ and Melissa.
Hello.
Hope you're doing well. Just a couple of parents with four kids who like to muse on the funny differences and embrace the unique, wonderful attributes of our kids. Middle children, firstborns, youngests, everyone in between. That's kind of what we do. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for listening. Last week, we had a fun conversation with Ben and Coralie, and they have four kids as well, and it was super fun. So if you missed that one, go back and check it out. They have like the greatest kids' names in the world.
I love
them. And their second born is named Wilder, and it's like just perfection. And they had no idea what they were getting into with that.
Mm-mm.
But it's like they just... It's like he knew his name should be Wilder.
Yeah.
And that's really, really funny. Anyway, so thanks for joining us again this week. What are we talking about, Melissa?
Do I ever know?
She has no clue. She has no clue.
I'm a broken record over here.
So I thought it would be fun to get into the spirit of Halloween. That's so weird to say. We don't really get into the spirit of Halloween.
Right.
We like Halloween. You know what I mean? Like the evil spirits of... We're not into that.
Right.
But we like to... Halloween's a fun holiday.
Sure.
That our third born claims is her favorite of all holidays.
Right. And she usually lasts about 5 minutes trick-or-treating. She's like, nope, take me home. I can't walk.
There's so many fun things about Halloween. You have the candy, you have the costumes, you have the decorations... It's kind of a neighborhood event in our neighborhood. I mean, I'm talking, it starts with like a group of 30 kids that all, and then all the boys and kind of older girls run off and the parents kind of move along slowly together.
Yeah. It's fun. There's something, I feel like in terms of like birth order stereotypes, there's kind of something for everyone with Halloween. Like the sorting of the candy is so classic. And like every firstborn's dream.
To go through and count how many of each. It's not even the morning after for us. Our firstborn, as soon as he gets back from trick-or-treating, he sorts it all out. He counts everything. He takes inventory.
Yep.
Speaking of candy, you just brought home more candy. First of all, you bought Halloween candy about a month ago. And... you hid it somewhere in our house. I have no idea where it is. It's been so frustrating because there have been moments...
You have asked me like every day.
I crave chocolate at 2 o'clock and I look for all the obvious spots in our house, in our kitchen, and you have hid it so well that... anyway, I just congratulations to you. You're opening a bag of fruit snacks for our youngest right now who's watching a movie. And more so probably just wants to be a part of the podcast. So you're not going to tell me where that is. Now, today, you came home with more candy. And to your mistake, you set the candy down right on the kitchen floor.
To my dismay, I walk in, saying, oh, this is my last one. Don't worry. And I'm like, what are you eating? And then I saw that you were eating the Reese's pumpkins that I just got today for a very specific reason. Like kind of like a small bag, not like a big giant bag. And you're like, oh, it's fine. And then I open the garbage and I count at least 6 wrappers. And I'm like, I actually specifically bought that bag for the dance Halloween parties that are happening this week. And that's what Maisie requested. And instead of like dipping into our Halloween candy, I thought I'd just get some small bags. Listen, and you ate them all.
Yeah. Okay. You have to put yourself in my shoes. On my kitchen floor is sitting a bag of Reese's peanut butter cup pumpkins that are just being bagged to be opened and to be eaten. Listen, I thought I ate 3. I didn't realize I had 6 or 7. That would explain why my tummy hurts a little bit right now. Do I regret it? Slightly. Slightly I do. Mostly I don't, though. Don't tell me where we're hiding the other bags of Halloween candy,
please.
I can't help myself. Also, speaking of candy, this doesn't really have to do with Halloween, but I the other day I threw a piece of licorice at a car as I was driving.
Oh my goodness. Down the street. You actually want to admit to this? Like, and how you introduced this to me, this topic of conversation, you're like, oh, I threw another piece of licorice at a car today. And I was like, wait, okay, first of all, another piece of licorice? Like, this has happened on more than one occasion? No.
I threw a piece of licorice at a car.
And I was like, I thought you were maybe like throwing cars at cars going fast in our neighborhood.
No.
Because sometimes you get mad because, you know, we have kids running in the street all the time. Right. And when cars zoom by, it's like, dude, slow down. So that's what I thought you meant. And then you're like, no, I was at a stoplight or driving.
Here's a quick story. I am not proud of this necessarily, but it was kind of harmless. Let's be honest. It was a harmless little moment.
Mm.
I had a bag of the cherry bites, like the little bites licorice, sitting on the seat next to me, and the windows were down. It was a beautiful day, and I was at a stoplight, and I didn't realize I was still in park. You see, when I came to the stoplight, I put the car in park because I had dropped something on the floor, so I had to reach over and get it while the car was in park. Forgot to put it in car park, so when the stoplight turned from red to green, I forgot that I was still in park, and I hit my gas, and I didn't go anywhere, and the car behind me probably got a little frustrated, because when I finally put it in drive and we started to go, and I did not hit the floor, it was a slow acceleration. Listen, on a nice day with the windows down, I'm not in a hurry to get
anywhere. You are kind of slow on those nice days. You really take it easy.
I'm embracing the moment, and the car behind me didn't like the fact that I was in the moment and just enjoying my life with the windows down. He wanted me to go really fast, and he tailgated me, and then he, at his first moment that he had the opportunity to pass me, he kind of, like, you know, we're in a car, you can kind of tell that they're frustrated with you,
right,
when you're behind you, and then they pull too close, they come too close to pass you, and they kind of looked over, and he just looked really mad and frustrated.
Some hand gestures.
No, but he didn't look like he was very happy with me.
So you threw licorice at
him. I had a piece of licorice in my hand, all right? And did I throw it out the window towards his car? I might have. I wasn't trying to be mean or hurt anybody.
Oh, okay. This is a middle child with road rage, everyone.
No.
I don't think you should do that again, and I think you should think about how to manage those situations in the future.
You're right. No, I was
without retaliation and without throwing candy at strangers. You should just take a deep breath, put on some good music, and go back to enjoying your life.
Did I throw it out of frustration? Maybe I did. But I think the way that I like to look at it is I was throwing candy to this guy.
Right.
I was trying to make his day better. Had he had his window down, he might have been able to catch it and eat it.
Yeah.
It was a gift, is what it was. I wasn't, you can't dent anybody's car with a piece of licorice. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. How did we even get into
that?
That has nothing to do
with
Halloween. Okay. Would you like to hear about some kids' costumes this year?
Yeah.
Our friend Haley, who's a travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about her all the time on the Disney World is Awesome podcast, because mm-hmm. she's our Disney World friend. One of her kids wants to be Bob Ross.
Aww.
The painter with the afro.
Yes.
Definitely seeing a lot of Descendants characters, a lot of the classic things too, like witches and pirates and ghosts and all those things. Zombies characters, no surprise there as well. Here's a birth order breakdown for you. Katie's kids. The oldest wants to be a fairy, so that's fun. Very nice. A middle child wants to be a stingray,
mm-hmm.
or a whale, or a squid. And the youngest wants to be a cozy lion.
Oh, because they'll be cozy in the wagon under a blanket, just being handed candy.
Yep, probably. Exactly. Oh, yeah, sitting in the wagon. So our kids, so Teddy wants to be a, what's his name? Marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a marshmallow. He wants to be like the musical. He's like a musical artist.
It's a musical artist. I think he's also on Fortnite.
And then the girls want to be characters from Descendants. Winnie says she wants to be Elsa one day. The next day she wants to be Anna. honestly, she'll just go outside. She'll probably be wearing a jacket and collecting candy.
Yeah, she probably won't even go.
She probably we'll see. We won't. We'll find we'll see. Out.
She'll be inside watching a movie.
Oldest wants to be 11. Who's 11? Is that a character?
Oh, I was thinking maybe he's 10 right now. Or I don't know.
Maybe. The middle wants to be.
He just wants to be older and wiser. Eight. Or maybe he's 12 and wants to go back to being 11.
So these are Deanna's kids. Middle wants to be a dead bride. Is 11? Is that from Stranger Things?
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is that? Okay.
Gosh, we didn't watch the new, so it's been a while.
Yeah, completely out of the loop. What would you say is like the coolest Halloween costume that you wore growing up? Oh wait, I forgot. Sorry to bring up a sore subject. You didn't get to go to trick or treating.
Oh, it's fine. I was an angel one year. I went one year, and
you were an angel.
Which I got the costume from our church like costume closet.
You got the costume for Halloween from your church closet.
Yeah, it was just like a white kind of dress with a gold headband thing. Halo.
Wow.
Yeah, my family wasn't really into Halloween. We did the Hallelujah Hayride at church, so we got like candy and
trunk or treat,
some people
kind of
dressed up there. But yeah.
Okay. Ashley sent in what her kids are being. Firstborn's being Willy Wonka.
Nice.
Middle child is being a hot dog.
Perfect.
I have a hot dog costume.
Halloween video.
Making a lot of videos with the hot dog costume. Getting a lot of mileage out of that thing.
Yeah.
And then her youngest wants to be a skeleton. But he keeps changing his mind.
Yep.
As kids do. When I was a kid, I was... can I go through a couple Halloween costumes?
Yes, please do.
I was the mask one year.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Did you like get into character when you wore the costume as
Definitely.
Well?
Definitely. I was a huge Jim Carrey fan. In my elementary years, from Ace Ventura through The Mask into Dumb and Dumber, I was big. That was like right in my wheelhouse.
Interesting.
Yeah. My personality kind of went in his direction a lot of the times because of his influence in my comedic personality.
Right. So you were never, what you're saying Smoking. Is you were never annoying at all.
No.
Jim Carrey's not annoying.
No, not at all. I'm sure my parents loved it. Let's see. My parents reminded me the other day that I, in fourth grade, I was a baseball player with the Philadelphia Phillies named John Crook.
Oh.
He's a bigger guy with a beard, so I took a brown marker and drew a beard on my face so I could be John Crook for Halloween.
Was he like a known player? Like
yeah,
why you were such a Twins fan? That's
I know. I don't know why I was in a little John Crook phase. I don't know. He was good, but it's not like he was amazing.
Okay.
He could make all-star teams, but he wasn't a legend by any means. Yeah, I don't know. And then when we got older, you know, we'd grab a pillowcase and we wouldn't even dress up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just run around the neighborhood. Howard, what are your thoughts? What's your take on teenagers coming to our house with or without costumes, trick-or-treating?
I think it shows that they aren't at some party doing crazy things that maybe they shouldn't be doing at their age. Like if they're doing like a childhood like tradition like trick-or-treating and they're not being like inappropriate and they're being respectful, I think it's great. Give them an extra handful.
I really
Well, better to them than the two-year-olds.
That's probably true, actually. Good point. And they would be more excited about it.
And they'd actually make use out of them.
I've changed my tune. I used to see teenagers run around and be like, what are you guys doing? Like, this is for kids. I'm with you. I kind of like it. I like that they still want to be kids. I feel like we've talked about that before. I like that they're still out doing this fun, innocent, you know, as long as they're not...
Yeah. And I mean, our oldest is still only 10, which is pretty young still, but I'm already sensing like, oh my goodness, like the whole growing up thing is happening faster than, like, I think he's ready too. Like, all of a sudden, like, he's expected not to do certain things because he's 10. And that is just silly. He's still, like, a kid.
He asked me the other day what age I was when I stopped trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking about it. He's doing the math in his head. I told him, I don't know, I was probably 13 or 14 when I stopped.
Yeah.
And then I started, like, hiding in between our house and our neighbor's house in the bushes, and I jump out at my brother's friends, you know, when they're out.
Right.
Try to scare them, hand out candy. So nothing's changed.
Right.
Nothing's changed. I still do that to this day. So he's starting to think about it. Mm-hmm. But then he goes, well, maybe I can just go out with Winnie. I can help Winnie when, yeah, you know. So he just loves going out. He doesn't want to grow up. Nobody wants to grow up.
No.
Okay, Halloween. It's a fun holiday.
I feel bad for teachers this year.
Is it a holiday?
And for parents and everyone.
Why is that?
Because it's on a Monday.
Oh.
So it's like they get a whole week of that, of kids bringing candy for snacks and staying up late. And then the whole week, you know, like there's no buffer day to...
Yeah, I suppose November 1st is a tough day for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are staying out late the night before, eating a bunch of candy.
Oh, P.S. I think we have there's a Halloween dance party for the kids.
Speaking of which, can I tell you this really quickly? We're skipping that, right? We're going to skip that party.
Yes, I'm pretty sure we are. I bet Tenley will want to go, though.
It was so overpacked last year. I don't want to contribute to the problem of
just
there being
middle
too many
child.
People. So earlier today, okay, this doesn't have anything to do with Halloween, but earlier today, you took Maisie to the doctor this morning,
mm-hmm,
before the kids got on the bus. Turns out she has double ear infection.
Yep.
Okay. At the same time, I had to take Winnie to preschool.
Mm-hmm.
That left our two oldest on their own with about 10 minutes to go out to the bus stop.
Right.
That's not a lot of time.
Which we don't usually ever leave them alone, but there's like 10 parents out there.
Yeah,
so it feels...
So Teddy was out there and Tenley looked like she was just about ready to go out. I had to leave. You were already gone. I get back home after dropping Winnie off at preschool and Tenley is sitting in the living room.
I just...
30 minutes later, like she's supposed to be in class right now. Oh. She didn't make it out to the bus. So I end up, you know, she was just stressed out and I don't know, something. I mean, I won't get into it. She didn't make it out to the bus stop. It's just classic middle child.
Thing.
So I drove her to school, checked her in, and I was walking back to my car and I hear somebody honking at me. And I look over, it's a guy in a white van. Turns out it's my dad. My dad is honking at me from across my kid's school parking lot, mm-hmm, at 9:45 in the morning. I was like, what in the world? He was driving his work van. So he works for a company that makes chips, a.k.a. Old Dutch Foods. He was dropping off chips and cheese popcorn for the Halloween party this week. He's like donating it. How random is that?
So random.
When you said the Halloween party, it brought me back to... seeing my dad in our kids' parking lot this morning. So funny. Okay, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great Halloween. If you don't like Halloween, I hope you have a great end of October. Guys, I'm looking out our window right now. I don't know what it's like in your town. Our trees are red and orange and yellow and beautiful. The leaves are starting to fall. And pretty quick here, it's going to be brown. Everything's going to be brown. So I hope you enjoy the next week or so. Here in the Midwest, especially because winter's coming. Christmas season is right around the corner, which I can't wait. I love the Christmas season, but that's still a little ways off. Thanks again for listening. Melissa and I are going to go now. We're going to leave. We're done with the podcast today. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
As always,
okay,
we'll see you next week on The Funny Thing About Parenting.